This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, so welcome to this week's Shir, the Iyun Shir, Daf HaShavua, Masech Tivama is Daf Lamed. Now the Gemara makes a very interesting statement that is deserving of our analysis. We have two Mishnayos on Daf Lamed. The first Mishnah, you have three brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, one is married to a regular woman. Now one of the brothers who's married to a sister died, and the one married to the regular woman, the foreign woman, the Mishnah said, did Maimer, which is a Kinyan Drabanan, to his wife. So that means the wife was the primary, the foreign woman was the primary wife, and the Maimer woman, the woman that you did Maimer to, was the sister. And now this brother dies. So the halacha is, the woman falls to her brother-in-law, to her husband's brother. She was a perfect candidate for Yibum until her husband did Maimer to the sister-in-law of the brother who is now the Yavam. So what happened was, in other words, the Nachris was a woman, was a primary, was an excellent candidate for Yibum. However, the case was where the deceased did Maimer to the sister of the upcoming sister-in-law. In other words, the Yavam, the current Yavam's wife, is the Tzara of the Nachris. So the Mishnah says that you could do Chalitza to the Nachris and you can't do Yibam. Then the second Mishnah brings the case, three brothers married to two of them married to two sisters, one of them is married to a Nachris, and this time the one married to the Nachris dies, and one of the brothers married to a sister does Maimer to the Nachris, and now the brother dies, so obviously the sister-in-law, you can't do Yibum or Chalitza because she is Achos Isha, and the Nachris, you can't do Yibum because she is Tsaras Achos Isha B'maimer. So now the Gemara makes an interesting statement. The Gemara wants to know why we need the second Mishnah. It's exactly the same case as the first Mishnah. Basically, in the first Mishnah, the Nachris is the primary wife and the Achos Isha is assuring her through Maimer. And in the second Mishnah, the Achos Isha is the primary wife and the Nachris is becoming Asur through Maimer. And what's very interesting is the Gemara asks that Hainu Hach, it's the exact same case. What difference does it make whether in the first case the primary wife was the Nachris and Achos Isha is assuring her, or in the second Mishnah the Achos Isha is the primary wife and the Nachris is becoming Asur? In fact, the Gemara says that once we have the first Mishnah, the second Mishnah goes without saying, because says the Gemara, if over there where the Achos Isha is the Tzara of the Nachris, meaning the Achos Isha, you do Maimer to the Achos Isha, and yet the Nachris becomes Asur. Kol Shekein, in this second Mishnah, where the Nachris becomes the Tzara to the Achos Isha, the Nachris should be Asur. So the question is, why is that a Kol Shekein? Why is it more mistaber that the Nachris should be Asur in the second Mishnah, where the Achos Isha was the immediate Yavama and the Nachris is the Tzara through Maimer? Or why is that more mistaber than in the first Mishnah, where the Nachris is the main wife and she's becoming Asur from the Achos Isha? So the Gemara seems to be saying, Gesvara, that if in the first case, in the first Mishnah, where the Achos Isha is not the primary wife, the Nachris is the primary wife, and the Achos Isha is coming into the marriage, so she has to inject an Isser Tzara as she's entering the marriage. If even there the Achos Isha can answer the Nachris, certainly where the Achos Isha is the primary wife. But let's think about that for a moment. Why would it make a difference whether the Achazisha is the primary wife or the incoming Tzara? Either way, we know Tzara Se'erva is Aser. Why should it matter whether the Achazisha is the primary wife, as it is in the second case, or if the Achazisha is the one that you did Maimer to? So there's an interesting Ar Sameach in something called Kuntras Zika. That means Ar Sameach on the Rambam in Hilchos, right after Hilchos Gerushin, he has something called Kuntras Zika. And in Ois Lamed Gimel, he says a very interesting Svara, and he says about this Svara is Vizes Svara Yeshara. This is a very straight Svara. We'll try to say it over as clearly as possible. It's in the second paragraph of Ois Lamed Gimel in the Kuntras Hazika. And Rabbi Chanan says what he considers a very clear Svara. And that is, let's talk about the first case, which is a bigger Chiddush. In the first case, the Nachris is the primary wife. And putting aside Maimer, which is a Kinyan Drabbanan, the Nachris is a full-fledged wife and a perfect candidate for Yibam. So Midoraisa, you should be able to do Yibam to her. The Rabbanan come along, and the Rabbanan say, no, you can't do Yibam to the Nachris because Maimer was done by the deceased to the Achos Isha. So the Drabbanon of Maimer is coming and is being oiker, the Dairais of Yibam. There is a Dairais of Yibam to the Nachris. The Drabbanon of Maimer is trying to be oiker that. Not so pashut, it could be oiker that. If you have a chi of Dairais of Yibam, it's not so pashut that the Maimer, which is Drabbanon, could come and inject the Isha Dairaisa, the Yivama Dairaisa, with Isser Drabbanon of Tsaras Achos Isha. Masha'in Cain, where the Achos Isha was the wife of the deceased, so there's no Yibam to her anyway. The only thing is, Maimer was done to the Nachris. Maimer was done to the Nachris. So there, the Zika that you have to this woman is Bechlal only Drabbanan. Because the deceased, the current deceased, was not married at all to that Nachris. He was married to the Achos Isha, and to the Achos Isha there's no mitzvah of Yibam whatsoever. Elamai, he brought in another woman, but he only brought in another woman with Maimer. So it's only a Drabbanon Dika Yivama. And that Drabbanon Dika Yivama is becoming Asr Midrabbanon Alts Tsaras Achos Isha. So there's less of a reason, there's more of a reason and more of an ability to say, don't do Yibam to her, do Chalitza to her. There's no Chi of Yibam Dairaisa to her anyway, because she wasn't your second brother's wife. If the Nachris was your second brother's wife, so there's a Yibam Dairaisa. So you need to be Oiker, a Yibam Dairaisa. That's a much bigger Chiddush. The Meshech Chachma in the Ar Sameach says this is a Svara Yishar. So this is just a point of analysis on Daf Lamed, Amid Aleph in Yivamis, and please, you could be ma'ayin into that, and hopefully it will be oila al hadas, and we'll be able to have a degree of understanding. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.